You are now listening to a Word for Deliverance podcast with Pastor Leonard D. Cochran of A Place of Refuge Newnan. A Place of Refuge Newnan is located in the city of Newnan, Georgia. To stay better connected with us, to receive exclusive information and updates, be sure to download our church app, A Place of Refuge Newnan, or visit our church website at apor-newnan.org. Now, let's join in for today's lesson. Refuge ladies, we are so excited to bring you this special podcast featuring our very own First Lady Donna Cochran. In a year where we are being dogged and in a year where we are redeeming rewards, this year our women ministry is redeeming a very special award because our First Lady is with us on today and she has an amazing teaching that God has given her that is going to not only change your life, but it's going to be able to change and impact your family's life as well because I don't even want to spoil it for y'all. I'm just going to get ready to turn it over to our First Lady so that she can do what God has given her to do. First Lady Cochran, how you doing today?
I'm doing great today. Excited to be doing this podcast on today.
That is awesome. We are so ready and we're so excited to have you. And Refuge ladies, I believe that this is going to be the first of many potential podcasts to come because I believe that God has truly given our First Lady a word that, like I said, is really going to be able to help and change our lives for the better. And so without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to our First Lady. Let's give it up for her.
All right. Refuge Women Ministry. I'm excited about being here today and I'm excited about what God has gave us on today to talk about. And our subject on today is going to be a dogged woman loves herself. And I say that because we have some women that I know are just not loving themselves
right
in this year of like God especially saying that we're going to be rewarded.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we have some women that are just not loving themselves, and God gave me that, and I just want to deal with that a little bit on today.
All right, let's get into it.
All right then. Okay, so I like to do definitions before we go right into stuff, so it kind of give you an idea of what we're talking about. And I know Refuge Women Ministry know us to do that. We like to give definitions, so we'll just know how to comprehend what we're talking about. Okay, so the first definition is of dogged. And some of these dogged, you're going to know that there's something that we heard our pastor say, something that First Lady just came up, some things that had came out of women ministry in the past, and I'm excited about what he gave us. So our first thing we know pastor gave us, just we're going to be sticking with it.
Stick with it.
So we are Place of Refuge women should know that that's something the pastor gave us, and being dogged, just sticking with it. Also, the next thing we got is just being fixed.
Mm.
And fixed means securely in position. And I was saying securely in position, Sister Ashley, be like we put on a seatbelt.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because you know we put on the seatbelt for some safety things.
Right, right.
So securely positioned. That's what it means to be fixed. I said fasten that seatbelt. Okay, the next definition we have is focus. Focus is just being single. It's a single aim or a purpose. Also, I re-looked at focus as being like it's a vision.
Yes.
Being focused, you have a vision.
Mm-hmm.
And in that vision, you don't take your eyes off of it, and it's going to help you to see clearly.
Right.
So I believe in this year being dogged, being focused, so we can see clearly. You know, so many things go around, you know,
right,
amongst us as yes, women and stuff, but we need to be focused so we can see clearly, so we know what's coming at us.
Right.
That's what I
right,
look
right,
at, knowing our purpose.
And that goes right into your next one, which is having a knowing.
Mm-hmm. We have to have a knowing. Just being confident in God, having a knowing, knowing our purpose.
I love it. I love mm-hmm. it.
And the next one we have is, I really love this. Don't give in, don't give out, and don't give up.
Mm.
Is that not powerful? Don't give in, don't give out, and don't give up. And how many know when, about giving in, you have things, you have people,
right,
situation, trials, and all that that'll cause you to give in. You give in to certain things,
right,
but you shouldn't be giving in to
yep,
mm-hmm, as women. We're dealing with women. Don't give out. In other words, what I'm saying, but don't give out. Hang in there. Hang in there, especially when you know you're doing good.
Right.
You can't give out. You got to hold fast.
Keep going.
You keep going. That go back to having a knowing and a confidence.
Yes.
And don't give up. And I like to say, don't throw in the towel. Don't wave the flag. And certainly don't get KO'd. Don't get knocked out. And I know Women Ministry, remember last year when we did the
boxing.
Yeah, yes. That was fun.
Yes.
You know, we know some situations that can cause us to get knocked out.
Yes.
So when don't give up, just don't get knocked out. We ain't going to get knocked out this year in 2025.
We are not going to get knocked out.
You hear
out.
Me? In the year of obtaining our awards. Then another one that came from Women Ministry is living and not existing.
Not existing.
Ooh, living and not existing.
Mm.
Now, existing is, we're going to deal with that one first. Existing is to continue to be, never changing, to stand still in the same position.
Same.
That means you ain't even moving. You're just going through the motion.
Mm.
And to live at a minimum level. I don't know about y'all. And y'all here at Refuge, No First Lady, how I talk, that don't describe me. I can't be just existing. I want to live. I hope y'all agree with me about that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
First Lady, if you don't mind me asking just real quick, with living and not existing, mm-hmm. you hear a lot of people say, and a lot of women especially, I'm just content with where I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just okay with where I am right mm-hmm. now. And it's like, are you really okay with mm-hmm. where you are,
mm-hmm.
or are you just existing mm-hmm. where you are? And I mean, have you come across women like
yes.
that, and they try to make it like, no, where I'm at is okay.
Yes.
And it's like, no, where you at is mm-hmm. not okay. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And I feel like they're just existing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, just going through the motions.
Right.
And they really feel like, okay, I am okay, I am okay. But no, you're not okay.
Right.
You're
no.
not okay.
Because
even when we go look at living needs to be means to be optimistic and not to be pessimistic about life. So I think even when existing, when you like, I'm okay, that can be pessimistic
right.
statement. But you yes. know what I'm saying. You know,
yeah, no,
you know what I'm saying? It could
no,
be a pessimistic
you're right.
statement.
You're right.
That's just how you just trying to cover it
exactly.
up to make it seem optimistic.
Right,
but
right.
optimistic, just a good outlook on life, and I'm happy. And I'm living. I am truly living. And even with living, it means to endure. So we know, or to survive.
Mm.
I thought that was powerful when it
right.
said with living.
Yes.
I'm enduring and I'm surviving. I didn't
right.
say I was existing.
Right.
I said I'm enduring, I'm surviving. That means I'm living.
I'm living.
I'm living.
I'm living.
I am truly living. Okay, our next definition is of love. Love is a strong feeling causing one to appreciate or delight in. Some women don't feel appreciated, and that will cause them not to even feel appreciative of themselves.
Mm. Yes.
And not to even delight in themselves.
Wow.
And I thought there's a strong feeling called one to appreciate and delight in. So that's why we're dealing with a dogged woman loves herself. Okay, the next definition we're going to deal with is a dogged. Dogged is a mindset.
A mindset.
And as you go along with us, with the sheet that's been provided, you're going to look at the dogged mindsets. And God gave this to us for Women Ministry. We're going to spell out the word dogged, but there's a word that goes with all of the dogged.
Okay, let's go. We're going to break down
dogged. That's it, and that's for our mindset. So the first one we're dealing with is determined. D.
Determined.
D is determined.
Determined.
Determined means to be devoted to your purpose. That includes you.
Mm.
I don't think a lot of people, women have looked at far as being devoted to your purpose, that includes you.
Right.
You know,
yes.
I gotta be devoted to me.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when you have so much going on, you can be devoted to the purpose that's for your children. If you have children, you know, devoted to getting them where they need to go.
Yes.
You're devoted to your spouse
mm-hmm.
if he needs certain
Ooh.
Stuff. But you're right. We don't. Sometimes we lack being determined and devoted to ourselves
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
our purpose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And our purpose.
And that's
yeah.
usually like a. Some women, you worry about everybody else but yourself.
Yes.
So that's where we're going back to a dogged woman loves herself. Because even with this being being determined, I said being devoted to your purpose that includes you is if I don't love First Lady Cochran,
mm-hmm.
that's one of my titles. If I don't love the mama in me, that's
All
another
right.
one of my titles. If I don't love the wife in me, that's
mm-hmm.
another one of my titles. Y'all hear where I'm going? If I don't love the sister in me, the
mm-hmm.
friend in me,
the
daughter
nana
in me,
her.
The nana in me. I mean, I'm going on and on because I'm just trying to put a point out. We have so many titles.
We do.
So many titles. We wear so many hats.
Yes.
As women. But we got to know that we got to be devoted to ourselves also.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one we're going to deal with is optimistic. Y'all should be able to hear it in my voice. Optimistic.
Mm.
And that's just happy. A good outlook on life. And I put even about yourself.
Well,
some of us are not even optimistic by ourselves. Going back to, again, a woman loves herself. But she's not even optimistic about herself.
Mm-mm. Nothing good to ever say about herself.
Nothing good.
And some people think that when they are speaking negatively about themselves, it's like, I'm just being honest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just being real. Mm-hmm. You know, but there's a line where it's like, you treading on that line of low self-esteem
mm-hmm.
with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. because we do. Don't get me wrong. We do. We have to be honest, right? We have to be honest about where we are and all that stuff. But still, you have to see the good in yourself.
That's it.
You have to see
it.
Where your value
That's
in
it.
Yourself and being optimistic.
And I like when you say that you have to see the good in yourself. I feel like as women, we always waiting for somebody else to see the good in us.
Yes.
And I think that's one of the issues because there's something that I deal with farther down here. I just gonna say your self-worth.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's something that you got to know your own self-worth.
That's right.
It's like me with a resume. I'm going to apply for a position. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know my self-worth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what you bring
to the table.
I know
what I bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know what I bring to the table.
Right.
So, you know, we're going to do this deal, but it's going to be a good deal because I know what I'm worth.
Right.
You're already talking into
Look,
the rest, there it rest
go.
Of the
there
subject.
It go. Mm-hmm. There it go.
But most of all, too, number three, I put God-fearing. You got to be God-friend. That's the difference between a worldly woman versus me as being a godly woman. I got to be God-fearing. I got to be trusting in God, knowing that he will help me to love myself.
Wow. I like how you said that God will help you
mm-hmm.
to love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Not a man.
No.
Not money.
Mm-mm.
Not children.
That's it. Because
you see people having kids looking for that love.
Mm-hmm.
God is going to help you to love yourself.
And I like you said, when looking for kids, to love you and stuff, like, okay, your kid's gonna love you and stuff. I'm not even saying that's not true, but at the end of the day, like, my kids get grown, get a spouse, gone, they got their own life. you know, and I always say that, you know, you better be investing something in you.
Ooh, I like that.
Investing something in you.
Mm. And when you invest, you Ooh. Invest with a purpose and an intent to reap a reward.
Come on here.
Right? I don't make an investment to not get.
That's it.
When
That's
I make it. An investment, I'm looking for it, not just any type of reward.
That's it.
I'm looking for a big reward.
Big
I'm
reward.
Looking for something life-changing.
That's
when you
it.
Invest in something,
Ooh.
It's because I'm trying to change my life for years to come. That's why
it.
I'm investing in this.
That's
and I
it.
Like how you said God is going to show us, because what better person to show us how to love ourselves than the one who created us? The one who knows us better than we know ourselves.
That's it.
Oh, my God.
That's
so good, first lady.
That's it.
That's good.
That's it. Ooh, we already on the
We
road
already
road.
In it. Look, if you're listening, I know you're excited as well. And we pray right now that you're taking notes with us. Please make sure you got your sheet out. Follow along with us because God is really, really, really speaking right now.
Yes.
And like I said, he's giving us revelation even as we're still going through this teaching. So
and like
great
what
teaching.
You said as far as taking your notes. Yeah. Let the notes reflect on you personally.
Yes, yeah.
Make your own personal notes. You can always take these notes, go back and study it when you need a refresher.
Right.
You know, to reassure yourself.
Because as we're talking, like you're saying, God may give you something
that's
specific just for you. And
that's
you need to write it down so that you know it, so that you can stick with it,
that's
so
it.
That you can be fixed, so that you can be focused. You can have that knowing. You won't give up. You won't give out. You won't give in. And you will begin to live and not exist.
And I like what Pastor said, something that you had just said. Like, he'll give you a word, tailor-made.
Tailor-made
just
for you.
It
for
only
you.
Fits you. I don't know about y'all, but I like some tailor-made rewards.
Amen.
What God will give me that will just fit me. I know. And I'm saying when he does that, oh, God, I know you heard me.
Yes.
You're hearing me. You know, when I'm not around the family.
Yes.
When I'm just alone. My private time.
Yes. And see, first, like, look, I got to ask her, y'all. I got to ask because she went there, so I got to go there. Because how many times do we as women not get rewards for ourselves because our rewards are always attached to what everybody else wants?
Ooh, that's true. But you know what I started doing? And you got to look for it. And I even told God, bless me. Do certain things for me. And y'all know my story. I know my girls do. When God do certain things for me, I'm quick to tell them, He didn't forget me. That's always a reminder. I don't care how big it is. I don't care how small it is. I know my work was not in vain.
Okay.
He didn't forget me.
Amen.
Woo! I get excited about that, y'all.
That's good. That's good because I have been guilty of times in the rewards that I saw that I was asking for or the blessings that I was praying to God for were things for everybody else but myself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, like, I didn't even ask for nothing for myself.
And you know, I had a discussion with someone a couple years ago about that. And they were like, I never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, I pray for my husband to be blessed.
Yes.
I pray for my kids to be blessed. I pray for my family to be blessed. I pray for the ministry to be blessed. But I was praying for everybody but me. But I changed that. God bless me. Bless me. And I feel like sometimes that's because we're always the caretakers,
yes,
the nourishers,
mm-hmm,
and we want everybody else to be taken care of. That you can, like you said, like we were saying, you forget about yourself and because you're loving on everybody else. And
right,
you're loving yourself to know the realm of that. God, please, you know, bless me. Do
bless
something
me.
Good for me.
Ain't that good? Right there.
That's good. That's good. Also, G stands for giver.
Giver.
We're giver in time. Mm. We're giver in effort. We're giver in resources to others, and sometimes when we give her, we shouldn't expect anything in return.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, you know, I know we do. But our mindset should be that we are givers, but we don't expect anything in return.
That's a true giver.
Yeah, that's a true giver. And that's what I'm saying. We're a true giver. We're godly women. And then I was stating that we also need to give it to ourselves. Again, we're giving to everybody else, mm-hmm, but that's a true giver. And I believe a true giver, too, gives to herself.
You're right.
A true giver gives to herself.
She gives to herself.
Uh-huh. And it don't necessarily have to be materialistic things.
No.
I think that's what some people get it, you know, confused. That
yeah.
Giving, I now, don't get me wrong, I like to buy myself something. Y'all know
all
your
right.
first lady.
Yeah, we know.
I believe and treat myself. But it don't necessarily have to be, you know, it don't have to be nothing huge.
Right. You know, First Lady, when you say that, it makes me think of a time in my life where I remember going out to dinner with my family, right? And
mm-hmm,
we would go out to eat and, you know, everybody started looking at the menu, what they want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I already instantly know my husband getting a steak, probably mm-hmm a ribeye, right? If you got a husband who likes steak, then you know what the prices are when he start picking
yes
out a steak. My kids are saying what they want. As they get older, they want stuff off the grown folks menu,
ooh,
as we call it. So, you know, the price is going up. And so what I would instantly start doing is looking for not what I wanted,
mm,
but what was the cheapest thing I was willing to eat.
Mm.
Like, you know, and I started doing that for so long, just saying, like, I really want salmon, but the chicken is $12, so I'm going to just take the chicken.
Ooh.
Until, like you said, being a giver to herself, and like First Lady said, it can be something so simple as changing my mindset.
That's
to
it.
Say, I'm going to give them extra $5 and I'm going to get my salmon.
That's it.
Okay,
that's
I'm going to get my, but that's me saying, look, everybody else is here getting what they want,
mm-hmm,
but I'm not.
But even when you said it, usually going out is to get what I want.
Yes.
If you
yes
really look at it,
yes,
that's why I'm going to the restaurant, to get what I want or try something different.
Yes.
You know.
But you'll find yourself in that seat not giving yourself even something simple as what you want to eat.
That's it. That's it. That's
gosh,
it.
That's just so
that's
like,
powerful.
Yeah, it
that's
is.
That's powerful.
Like,
because I don't think a lot of people look at nothing small like
right
that. You know, we always looking at the bigger thing, but that's why I feel like it starts small.
Yes.
When you look at how small it is, so I can't get to the big yet
exactly
because I can't even do the small.
Exactly. It
woo
reminds me of when Pastor just preached this past Sunday, even when he was dealing with worrying, and he was saying for
yes
some of us, it's going to have to start with you correcting your mind.
That's
you're going to have
it
to work on that. You're not going to instantly leave
ooh
and stop worrying. So even with things like this,
yes,
it's something small like that that's going to help you to get to where
that's
when God
it
bless you with the overflow that you want, you don't mind spending the $600 on yourself.
You
don't mind spending the $1,000 on
yes
yourself. You don't mind, you know, and you don't see it as a bad thing because
yes
you're a giver to yourself.
That's
and you know,
it
hey, I earned this
it's
reward.
Yes.
You will, because sometimes you'll get the reward, but you're feeling bad the
mm-hmm
whole time you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I should have did
mm-hmm
this with it. Or, oh, somebody needed
yes
this. And now you're not even enjoying
mm-mm
what God blessed you to be able to give mm-mm to yourself.
And
with.
And I think even in that, you'll be tested sometimes just to see if you're going to do it.
Help us.
You'll be
help
tested.
Help, First Lady.
Y'all hear me out there?
Help, First Lady.
I think you'll be tested. Because I know it's a certain purchase that I want to do one time. And I was like, no, I'm going to do this. I just made my mind up and did it. I believe I was tested. And then on, it's just like overflow. Because I said, I'm going to do this certain thing and did it. Just in spite of.
See, I'm just going to keep telling on myself today. I have been guilty of getting money. Somebody has given me money. Mm-hmm. And they say, hey, I want you to do something good for yourself.
With instructions.
Woo. And it seems like at that time, things in my house started going wrong, right?
With instructions.
And I have taken that money and did something else. And then when I look up, I'm like, wait, again, what did that money get to? What? And I'm just so, you know, and I didn't even have peace in dealing with what I had dealt with. I didn't even have peace about doing it. But that person had given me instructions. But because, like I said, a dog and woman loving herself, giving, I did not even see myself as important enough that person saw me as important.
Yes. Ooh.
Right?
That's good.
God laid me on that person's heart, thought enough of me to bless me. Because, like I said, if we really believe, we know that God knows all.
That's it.
He sees all. He knew what was going to take place.
Yes, he did.
But even in the midst of that, he wanted me to be good to myself. Yes. Yeah, I did not love myself enough to be good to myself. Mm-hmm. Good God Almighty.
That's powerful.
That is first. Like, look, she got me thanking y'all. I'm going to be a new woman. Look, somebody better serve notice on my household today. Somebody else saying it with me. We serving notice on them today, y'all.
But I really feel like that's good because even in the rest of our teachers, something like that, you know, you got to follow instructions.
Yes.
Especially when it's coming from God.
Yes.
You follow instructions because I like what you said. He knew what was going to go on in your household from there. But you will be tested. And if you did what he told you to do, all that was going to be taken care of. You never know how much.
God, I'm going to take care of the back end.
Woo! God Almighty. Good
Jesus.
I think we're going to be more alert and in tune.
We are. Hey, that's focus.
That is.
We're going to be in tune. We're going to be focused this year.
And that we're still dealing with a dogged mindset. We just dealt with the fact of being a giver. But also, an example. Lifestyle for someone to follow. We as godly women should have a lifestyle. We should live an example of someone to follow.
Right.
And then you got all these folks out here on this social media, on this TV. I think it's bad when we got young women in the church, young girls, teenagers,
right,
that want to follow everything in social media but can't look around, especially you're in a good church.
Right.
Especially you know you living holy. You not an example to follow. And even women in the church that be godly women.
Right.
You can't see another godly woman to follow.
Mm.
I didn't say be a clone now, because you got some folks that be a clone, and I don't see that kind of stuff in church.
Exactly.
I didn't say be a clone.
You ain't got to go get the same purse she got, the same shoes she got, the same hairstyle, walk like a, talk like a.
That's like some of them want to be them clones.
Right.
You know, clones to them folks in social media.
Exactly.
I didn't say be a clone. I said, be an example.
Right.
An example is not perfect.
Right.
But I'm letting you know I'm striving.
But you know, First Lady, even with you saying that, and I think a lot of times why our young ladies and younger girls want to be like those people is because what they see that they got, they feel like Cardi B got this. Cardi B just got a new Birkin. Mm-hmm. But like you said, that's why God wants to give to us.
Y'all hear First Lady clapping.
Because we seen our First Lady. You see you stepping some red bottoms. Huh? LV. And what that did, that caused other women to be like, God said, I can have an LV. I can have a Chanel. So God is giving his people those things because he wants our young people to say, don't get it twisted.
That's it.
I got good stuff laid up for my people.
That's Bible.
Cardi B ain't the only person that can carry a Birkin.
That's Bible. That's it.
Beyonce ain't the only one with red bottoms. God is giving it to his people to show our young people an example because he knows too they like things.
They do. But he wants us to have good and perfect gifts too, don't it? So why would he withhold something from us, especially in a year of rewards?
In rewards.
Yes, but I like that. God would do things for you to be an example.
Right.
To cause people like, okay, I can do that.
Right.
And I even think about me back in the days, seeing certain folks. We didn't see stuff like that. It was always death talking mentality. We'll get into that too right there. Death talking mentality. That's for these type people. That's for those type people.
It don't take all that. It
take and need that for me.
Right.
But you have to have, again, we're dealing with a dogged. It's a mindset.
Right.
It's a mindset. Our mindset has to change.
Yep. And the thing about being an example and what people don't realize, and they say, well, I ain't trying to be no example. Whether you like it or not, you are an example.
You are
an example. Somebody's looking at you, either saying, I want to be like them, or this is the person I don't want to be like. And won't it be sad for you to sit up in church and for young people to come to church and look at you and say, that's what I don't want to be like. I don't want to be like her. Or for you to be a mom raising, mm-hmm. whether it's boys, girls, or you have your son say, I don't want to marry a woman like my mom.
Ooh. That's an ouch right there, y'all.
That's a gut puncher.
It is.
I have two boys. I can only imagine my boys growing up and saying the thing that they're chasing in a woman is everything opposite of what I would. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gosh. Or my girls being determined, but they're determined to be everything else but me.
Mm-hmm. And the sad part about that is you recognize it After the fact.
And it's like they've already grown up seeing you that way.
Yes, you recognize it after the fact. That would be the sad part.
How sad.
And our next one is, the final one, is being dedicated. Dedicated just means faithful, committed to your purpose and yourself.
Mm, faithful to yourself. Dedicated
faithful
to yourself.
To yourself. Now, I want to stress this right to it. Now, I'm not saying out here, and it's in the social media, I say on the TV, I might be getting some terminology wrong. It ain't that do-yourself stuff. Again, mm-hmm. that's for the world.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing what God would have us to do.
Right.
Again, we're doing what God would have us to do. We ain't doing that do-yourself movement or whatever. You got folk doing themselves and they ain't even taking care of the household.
Exactly. They're
doing themselves. Yeah. That's not what we're dealing
Mm-mm.
with right here.
No, we're not.
Because God's going to take care of you. He's going to make sure you'll be able to take care of everything else when you get to loving yourself.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Again, how can a woman not love? If a woman can't love herself, then she can't love nobody else.
Mm.
Again, I can be existing going through the motion, but I'm really not loving it. And eventually it's going to show.
Yes. I like that first. Like being faithful to ourselves.
That's it.
I like that.
Our theme scripture is going to be, our scripture reference, I'm sorry, for this teaching is going to be, the wise woman builds her house, but the foolish woman pulls it down with her hands. And I'm going to go back to wise. Wise just means dogged.
Mm-hmm.
It works hand in hand. Wise just means dogged. So I can just say a dogged woman.
A dogged woman builds her house.
And builds mean figuratively, it just calls to prosper or to enlarge.
Mm.
So a wise woman or a dogged woman going to build her house. She's going to be prosper, or things going to enlarge her. That means, I looked at that, that's just going to get better.
Right.
If something's going to enlarge, I'm going to prosper. It's going to get better. Builds her house. But the foolish woman pulls it down with her own hand, and that's self-infliction.
Mm.
A foolish woman going to be going to do some self-inflicted things to cause harm to herself.
Mm.
That's what she's going to do. So let me read this again. The wise woman builds her house, but the foolish woman pulls it down with her own hands.
With her own hand.
Self-inflicted. She causes harm to herself. So
Jesus.
How many know when you're not loving yourself, you can cause harm to yourself?
Yeah, you're harming yourself.
Nobody else.
You are harming your own
yourself.
Self. Jesus.
When you're not loving yourself.
Wow.
But I want to be wise, dogged, and I want to build my house. So I can be more prosperous. So it can be enlarged.
Mm.
So I can get them tailor-made rewards that God got.
We getting them rewards this year. Like Pat said, we not leaving no opportunities, nothing on the table this year. We getting everything God got for us.
Yes,
ma'am.
All right. Now we're going to do it with some questions. We're going to do a little bit more talking. I'm excited when we always
get
to the questions. And again, I hope you're going along with us. I hope you try to speed on up and write a few things in. But we're going to get down what I call the nitty-gritty.
All right.
Our first question is, what are some signs of a woman not loving herself?
Ooh.
And I know everybody, like, when we in women ministry, we be excited. I said, First Lady going to give the first one. I like to hear the feedback from other women. But today we're going to be doing a little more talking. I hope you're listening also. But one sign that came up for me, and Sister Ashley, you may have some signs, two, bad decision making.
Wow. That's good.
I think bad decision making, that's a sign that can reflect that a woman's not loving herself.
That's good. I had First Lady not being herself.
Mm. And you do have some women not being themselves, trying to be like somebody else.
Right.
But I have learned this, and I hope somebody's out there listening. I can be the best First Lady Donna Cochran that I can be.
Yes.
I can't be you, Sister Ashley.
Right.
But I can be the best First Lady, right. Donna Cochran, that I can be.
And that ties in with, like you're saying, bad decision making, because when you're not being yourself and you're trying to be somebody else, then I'm stepping in shoes that they ain't even meant for me. I'm getting involved in stuff that ain't meant for me. I'm taking on things that ain't meant for me because I'm trying to be. Imagine me trying to be First Lady. Imagine me getting outside of God's will, saying that I'm going to go be a First Lady somewhere, and I'm stepping into shoes. That end way can be death.
It can be ruined
for me because I'm getting in something that God did not even ordain for my life. So,
that's a good one. Now I'm going to go with another one. Just bad company. Who you hanging with?
Yes.
Who you hanging with?
Who you following? Because bad company is not just, some people say, I don't go nowhere.
That's good.
You don't go anywhere, but the people who all up and down your timeline, those people, whether you like it or not, that stuff influences you.
It does.
You cannot keep seeing that stuff every day, commenting on it, entertaining it, clicking more to find out more about it, and it not disrupt who you are.
But even with some of that stuff, it's not real.
No.
People lying. Like I say, like, some of these women buying all this fashion, this and that. I said, yeah, I know how to order something too and send it back in 30 days.
Exactly.
I mean, it's
clickbait. They just want you to click on there and feel like, you know, I saw this post and it was so good. It was like, I thought my couch was okay until I went on Pinterest.
See?
And they were basically saying, sometimes what we have is really good.
Yeah.
And that's the job of social media, to always keep you wanting what's the latest, what's the greatest, what's this. And what God has for us be good, but we'll be like, oh, man, but it's not. Mm-hmm. It's not this. It's not that. This influencer just bought this new couch that can do all this. Or she just bought this new refrigerator that's $3,000. And ain't nothing wrong with the refrigerator that you got.
That you got.
But now you out here working overtime, doing everything, robbing God, taking what belongs to God.
And you don't curse the house and yourself on top of that.
You done took your hands and pulled your house down.
Self-inflicted. Like
say it
I
again.
Said.
You done took your hands and pulled your house down. Trying to get a refrigerator. I'm telling you something right now. My kids go in and out my refrigerator so much, I don't even think they know what color it is. Only thing they know is some juice in there, some Jello in there, some whatever. They don't care about that. But look how your mind, and that's not to say, because don't get it wrong, if that's a heart desire of yours,
that's
because
different.
You desire that in your home, God can't give it to you. But what we're talking about are women who you just going out there getting it because a certain influencer got it, or because it looks like the ideal thing to have.
Or keeping up with the Joneses.
Ooh, there
that's
it is.
That's my thing, keeping up with the Joneses.
Keeping up with them.
And I like the Proverbs 31 woman. When she went out, she took care of household. She knew what her money could do for her household.
Come on, First Lady.
Again, she knew what her money.
Her money. Her money might make spaghetti.
That's it. Her money.
Your money might be at Papa Do's, but my money at spaghetti tonight.
But she knew what, again, her money could do for her household.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. And even that, I want to say this. A woman that's not loving herself, she can get out of season.
Yes.
She can get out of season. That's not your season.
Exactly.
Again, she pulling the house down with her own house, with her own hands.
Yes.
Self-inflicted. She can get out of season.
You're right, First Lady.
Ooh, she. Oh.
Look at that. Oh, my goodness.
Also, another one I have that. Want to ask for help. Knowing you drowning, need a life jacket thrown out there to you.
And sometimes when it comes to not asking for help, people always associate pride with men.
But women,
we can be so prideful. I ain't gonna tell that they can be looking at me all type of way. Nobody gonna be thinking this about me. And nobody even thinking nothing about you. That's all in your head.
That's it.
You thinking all these thoughts about yourself. And so it won't even allow you to go and ask somebody for help.
But now, if she's God-fearing, praying like she needs to, then God gonna send her to somebody.
Send her to somebody.
I agree, you have to be careful. You can't tell everybody your business.
You sure can't.
You know, you need to seek God and ask him, who do you go to?
Who to go to? And that's what's dangerous. Now, you even see so many women involved in so many different groups on social media where they are literally telling all their business. I have never seen a world to the point to where people will literally tell all of their business. And you just like, you have to be prayerful.
That's it.
You have to know, even when it comes to coworkers, different people, you have to ask God, is this somebody that I should be sharing this with? And like you said, he going to lead you. He's going to tell you who to go to.
He's going
to
lead you. Yes, he is. And then this is another society. You got some women that's harming themselves, that's not loving themselves. They won't even work. Again, we deal with women that won't work. And won't especially got a problem with it. And I'm saying, First Lady says she do have a problem with it. When you got a man that's working and you see him needing
the help,
and you won't work. Mate.
Come on.
You won't work.
Come on.
A woman that loves herself, she loves her family.
Right.
She loves her husband, and she's going to be there to help me. She's going to help.
Right.
Not put more pressure on him.
Right. And I like that, because if it is a desire of yours to be a stay-at-home wife or a stay-at-home mom, God will give you that desire. But like you said, in a season.
That's it. It's a season.
And while it's your season now to work, don't lose that desire if that's your desire to have that. But right now, you got to know, it's my season. It's my time to work. It's my time to do what's going to help and be beneficial to my family.
That's it. Yes. That's it. And I love that. Knowing your season.
Yes.
I also know that she lets people treat her badly.
Ooh.
And I thought that was something that we need to deal with. A lot of people may not bring that up. But you got women that don't love themselves because they're letting other people treat them badly. And it can be abuse. Abuse do go on in the churches. We're not going to sugarcoat it up in here. It don't have to be physical. It can be verbal.
Right.
Just want to put it in there. When they let the spouses abuse them, children abuse them, job abuse them. I can keep going on and on.
They just doormats. They just let doormats. People run over them.
And it can be a sense of learned behavior, too.
Wow.
You come from an abusive family. That's all you know. And you think that's normal. That's not normal.
That's not.
God loves me so much that he don't want nobody abusing me.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's just my mom. That's in the church. That can be in the church.
That can turn into then where you start abusing yourself.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Ruin.
Gosh.
Tear down your own household.
Jesus.
With your hands. Tear yourself down with your own hands. Self-inflicted.
Your hands. Yes.
Your hands.
Down your
hands
own
doing
household.
A lot. We talk about these hands doing a lot of things.
These hands.
That's our mindset. We're going back to the mindset. We got to have the right mindset about things. But I that's really just been on me as far as women that's being abused. And a lot of people are going to tell it. You can put up this this show or like there's nothing going on. But it's some people being abused.
Right.
That's in the church.
And like you said, when God reveals to you how to love yourself, he going to let you know your worth, and you'll know that's not what I should be taking.
Yes, yes.
He's going to let you know, hey, that person should not be talking to you that way.
Yes.
That person should not be looking or doing or whatever to you that way.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? When we acknowledge him and as he's showing us how to love ourselves, it's like, hey, hold on now. Because I know, like I said earlier, I know what I bring to the table.
That's
I know
it.
My value.
You know your value.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Also, she worries about others' opinions.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, I done been guilty of that. I'm
Me
pretty
too.
Sure a lot of women's done been guilty. They always worried about other people's opinion. And even I can even relate to Pastor Cochran. I know I value his opinion, but I think I did it too much where it messed with me some.
Right, yeah.
Mentally, it can ruin your self-confidence.
Yes.
Especially, like I used to tell you back in that, people would come to you and say, you Pastor Cochran's wife and all this, and that'll kind of bother you, but not recognize that I had my own identity.
Mm.
You know, I was Donna Dunson before I married Pastor Cochran. You know what I'm saying? And Donna Dunson was getting her nursing license. So I was somebody before I got with Pastor Cochran. Don't get it twisted. But I had to change my mindset about that.
Yeah.
Letting other people's opinions and stuff don't matter. They would even just put, you are Pastor Cochran. Why? But even in ministry, I'm somebody.
Right.
I'm still somebody.
You know your value.
I know my value to A Place of Refuge Newman, the First Lady
of
A Place of Refuge Newman. He is our pastor, a strong man of God, a dogged man of God, but also he got a wife that's right with him same way.
We know we got a dogged First Lady.
I know who I am.
Yes.
So having people's opinion stuff, that can be big.
It
people.
Can be big. And it can be something simple as even, you know, you change your hair.
Oh, yeah.
And that's somebody good. Just, and next thing you know, where you leave out the salon and you feeling like, okay, look at me. me. And somebody just, and next thing you know, you all the way down.
And that can even go with your spouses, too.
Oh, yes.
Because I'm going to put it out like that. I had to put it out there again, Pastor Cox, some have-dos I got and stuff like that. The fact they ain't like it, they were like,
you felt like,
Yes. Why couldn't he just like, because don't get me wrong, I try my best to please him. But I had to start to tell him there's some things that I'm going to do
that's for me.
I like that's just going to be for me. Right. I'm loving myself. Me. That he's not gonna like, but I don't get crazy with it.
Right.
It's still, I know you my gotta, household.
Right.
You still gotta know your household.
But at the same
know what
time,
the likes
yes.
and dislikes. Yeah.
Yes.
But at the same time, I'm gonna do some things for myself.
Right.
Too.
And I would say even with people with opinions, and I know I keep going back to media. Maybe that's because dealing
that's
with
good.
The media.
Mm-hmm.
But some people will think that they're not good because they don't get enough likes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People really do measure their self worth based on how many likes they get. Is that not like, I mean, really, like some people would delete a post and be like, it wasn't good enough, or I must didn't look cute in that picture because they didn't even like it.
Mm-hmm.
It only got 5 likes. It only got 10, and this person got that many likes. Then you start analyzing, well, why are they getting likes? Then as you start going, you see, well, she kind of revealed her cleavage a little bit. Now your shirt dropping, right? Now
so
your
you
jeans
begin to compromise.
Huh? Who
a woman
you are.
Not loving herself begins to compromise.
She is a compromising woman.
That's what I'm talking about, a godly woman.
Yes.
She begins to compromise.
Yes.
Woo! Compromising woman.
Jesus.
Not on this side.
Right.
I'm supposed to be different from the world. I'm supposed
exactly.
to show something different.
Exactly.
Different. I can be cute and not show cleave.
Exactly. Yes.
But people getting it twisted.
I don't have to show my panty lines and all this other stuff, whatever
no
they
likes.
Feel like is trendy or, right, just to get some likes.
But even let's go, like, while you're dealing with that, I'm just saying, far as we're dealing with women too, far as the injections,
the
facelifts and stuff like that. And I know they're getting it from this social media and stuff like that. But I'm finding some of those folks that was doing that social media, that's when you have to be careful. They're regretting doing those things.
I mean, even you have these women that are taking thousands of dollars to go get BBLs.
Mm-hmm.
And
complications.
And you saying, too, then, I don't have enough money to feed my kids.
Ooh.
But you had enough money to fly and go get your whole body done. Mm-hmm. But you don't got that.
Her mindset's not right. She's not loving herself.
Right.
She's not loving herself. But also, they don't know complications with all this type of stuff out here nowadays, too. So, We warning you about that.
Exactly.
Complications before you go into things like that. But also, I want to bring this out too. A woman not loving herself does not hate things about herself.
Wow, that's real.
So I'm just saying, and it's gonna go down here into the next question. I mean, do you ever self examine yourself? She don't hate things about herself. There are some things that I have done that I've hated about myself. And in the hate about it, I had to change those things about myself.
And when self-examination, you have to be honest.
Yes, with yourself.
If you are not honest with yourself, you can't change.
God cannot
send you the correction, instructions that you need to get better because you won't even be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be honest with yourself.
And even with that, when the change comes, just say you mess up. Okay. Let's get it again.
Right. Yeah.
Don't give in. Don't give up. Don't give up. Mm. Come on here. You know, we got to change things that we hate about ourselves.
We do.
And I hope you're writing down something now that you know that you just hate about yourself.
Right.
And hate about yourself. You just need to change that.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe you change is going to be for the better. And it's gonna help you. It's going to be a reward
for
you.
But the thing is, when you identify those things, you can be dogged in changing.
Yes.
You can be dogged in, okay, what do I need to do now to help away from that way about myself that I so hate? That's good teaching.
Now, one more thing I want to stress about that. A woman that's not loving herself, she's confused about important things.
Wow.
Mm. I mean, important thing. Important things would be, she confused about some bills.
Right.
Shouldn't be. That's an important thing.
That is important.
She definitely confused about herself.
Yes.
You know, because even with self-important things, I got to know what's going on with me.
Yes.
There's maybe things that I need checked out, at not getting checked out. Confused about things that are going on in the household, her family.
Mm. That's good.
Important. Those
important
are important things.
Important
those
things.
Those are important things.
You're so right.
She confused about important things.
Mm. Jesus. Even as simple as, confused about what's going on with her kids.
That's
don't
it.
Know.
That's
don't know
that's
if,
saying,
you know,
household.
you just confused. You're all out of whack.
All out of whack. Don't know nothing. Some, you, I mean, believe it or not, you got some people out here. that ain't even in tune. You're confused.
Right.
About important things.
Yes.
Don't even know what's going on.
I love it.
That's sad but true.
It is.
That's sad, good, but true. And I don't want to be confused.
No. God about is not the author of confusion.
And the day and that's it.
Right.
And the day and time we live in, I don't want to be confused. I want to be focused. I want to see clearly
yes.
of what's going on.
Yes. Because if you confuse, you're going to be susceptible to making those mistakes.
Yes, the bad
decisions. To making those bad decisions. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's good.
To making those bad decisions. Uh-huh.
And that will not only cost you, but it can cost your household.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Death or ruin.
Yes.
In your household.
Just making a decision just because you're so confused.
That's
and
it.
Next thing you know,
important thing.
Other people got to reap mm-hmm. now.
Woo!
Because of your bad decision. Because you took your hands. And pull your own house down.
What you say?
Jesus.
And I know even with that, I like to make a statement that I would say, don't let me be the stumbling block for somebody else to err anything.
Yeah.
And in important things, even when we with other women's, like I'm the first lady of a place of refuge, I don't want to be confused about an important thing because to be a stumbling block to other women.
To other people.
Or other people in the ministry.
Yeah, that's good, first lady.
I don't want that. That's my daily prayer, God. No, Jesus. That's my daily prayer. Don't let me be the stumbling block. Don't let me be confused about the important things.
Important
I don't
want
to be important
that's
things.
That's good.
That's good. That's good. We could keep going on and on about a woman
not loving
about some
herself.
Signs of a woman not loving herself. But I want to get to the next question of signs of a woman, dogged woman loving herself. What are some signs of a dogged woman loving herself? Sis Ash, do you want to start us off with one?
Yeah, so one that I said was she values her time.
Yeah.
Like, she understands the importance of her time. And that's one thing with me this year in being dogged and loving myself is my time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time to give my time to things that don't matter, that are not being beneficial to me and my family. So this year I had to recognize I get 24 hours in a day. My time is important.
It
is valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Not only to my family, to me.
Yes.
It's valuable to me, my time.
And that's a woman that's loving herself.
Yes. Yes.
And even when you say your time, even in there, I know we say me time. That's not being selfish. For me loving myself and to help me, I would need some personal time.
I need that time.
I need that me time. I don't care if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, hour, 2 hours, whatever, a day, half a day or something. I need that time.
And I'm not bad
for doing
that time.
And as a mother, wife, you can feel that way sometimes.
You will.
Yeah. Or daughter or sister, whatever all the titles that you have, you can feel that way sometimes as a woman. But no. I need that time because that's going to help me to be good for everybody else.
Yes, to continue
especially
to
myself.
Give my time to the other people. And not to, and let me say that in me saying valuing my time, because if you're not careful, you can start to resent the people who take your time.
Yes, that's good.
Who need your time.
That's good.
It's now like I'm looking at you like more of a leech than I am a blessing or something that I want to be connected with me because I feel like you taking all my time.
Yes.
If it wasn't for you, I'd be somewhere.
That's good.
And that's what's wrong sometimes, I think, too, when women start, you know, when they have kids, sometimes it's easy to get into that mode. And you see a lot of people now using the phrase, forget them kids or do your thing, which is so sad. But people are feeling like they taking all my time. If it wasn't for them, I would be here.
Mm-hmm.
I would have my own business. I would be more successful. Mm-hmm. If my husband didn't need me so much, I'd be here. I'd be there. But, yeah, that's just.
But even out of that, when you just made that statement, they feel like they'll be here, do this, they wasn't for this, that. You really need to think about what you said.
Uh-huh.
You ain't got a guarantee that you would have been there in the first place.
Come on, first lady.
And I think if your mind go to that, then you could, you know, like, okay, that's a mindset that you got to, like, okay, I truly don't know that. And that could be, you could get there now.
Yes.
Your mindset
and
has
to change.
And
that's, again, changing that mindset.
That mindset
is so important.
That's it. And then another one that I have is admit that you have a problem. Some people, again, they don't admit that they have a problem. You got to admit that you have a problem. That's go back to what we said, self-examine.
Yep.
You know, admitting that you do have a problem.
I got two first lady that she blesses herself. She will be a blessing to herself.
I love that.
Yes.
You know I love that.
Yeah,
I believe in that.
And that's one for me, if I'm being honest again, that I struggle getting to that point to where, like I said, I need to bless myself. But then I'd be that same person when I look and get my W-2 and I see how much money I made. And I'm like, I made all this money. And you can look around and see new toys, right? Yes. You see maybe even your husband got a new TV. Yes. You see all this new, and then mm-hmm. you be like, where was my mm-hmm. new? But no, in mm-hmm. loving myself, mm-hmm. I'm going to be a blessing to myself.
Because it sounds like your mindset, you never took the time yeah. out to really think about yourself.
Yes.
Now you're being enlightened.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I need
yes.
to do that.
And if you're a person like me, maybe you don't even, like, I know even when I was thinking about blessing myself this year, because I was sure. like, I'm going to bless myself this year. I had to really take time out to say, what do I like? Mm-hmm. Because I had forgotten what, I don't even know.
Now that's good.
Like, what do I like? What kind of shoes would I want if I had good. The money? So I asked myself, if somebody gave me $1,000, what would I buy?
Ooh, see, I already know what I'd buy.
But see, and I didn't, first lady.
But in that, I can say, even with my kids small and stuff, and Pastor could attest to this, I would keep a book. A little, if they ever know that I have a little tablet,
yeah.
and I would just write things in the tablet.
See, I got to
see.
Do
I already
that.
Knew
know what
heart
you want.
Desires, knew what I wanted.
So when it comes,
when
you
it comes,
already know.
I already know.
Boom.
I already know. Now I did do that. Now,
yeah. So see, if you like me, then you know, get on board with me, and we're gonna write down
yeah,
things
that
we like
yeah.
and that we want. And like
yeah.
I said, it don't even have to be something that's a lot of
that's
money.
That's it.
It can be, because that's that thing, being yourself.
That's it.
Because what
you
one
what
person
you can
like,
do. Yes.
Other person may not like. And
that's
then on
true,
the level
true.
That God blesses you,
yeah.
you possess on that level and don't try to go up.
And I like what you just said. What one person like don't mean I like it. Because
mm-hmm.
I just said that you got people that will do things for you or give things to you that they like.
Right, but you don't like.
Don't mean you like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I like what you said about that. What one person may like, you may not like it. She has a vision. She has a vision for herself. Take in mind, I know you have a vision for your household and all that stuff, but we're dealing with ourselves.
Right.
A woman that loves herself. She has a vision for herself.
She has a vision.
She has a vision for herself. And she hangs with like-minded people.
Mm.
I want to be around people with the same mindset, especially in the year of awards that God going to bless us.
Yes.
I don't need to be around people that ain't got the same mindset.
You're right about it.
That I don't need.
Yes.
Now, you can come around me a little bit, and I'm going to talk life to you, but
yeah.
you can't do it. You got to go.
And the one thing you have to be okay with, and I love First Lady and Pastor always say when they first got saved, they came to the church and they came wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to know, God going to send you and connect you
mm-hmm.
with the right people,
that's it.
With the right things that you need. But you got to first disconnect so that God can reconnect or connect you with good people.
That's
good.
And I love something what you were saying about that, being with good people, because even we were talking about being examples. People will see stuff on you or saying you can obtain this and that. And that was one thing I could say about First Lady Walker and Bishop Walker. When we went to a place of refuge and just seen, I'm telling you, we was existing.
Yeah.
And when we went over there, and that's the reason I'm so passionate about a refuge, those people were living.
Living.
I was like, wait a minute now, I can do what?
Right.
I can do this, I can do that. And I was so impressed with, even with First Lady Walker, Pastor can attest to this, that she was the church administrator, secretary. I'm like, I can do what?
Yeah.
You see what I'm
yes,
saying?
Yeah.
I had to change my mindset.
But look at her being First Lady, being an
example. She was an example for me. And still today, she's an example.
Yes.
Because I would say stuff like, when I grow up, I'm going to be just like you. Not
Ooh,
a clone, y'all.
Right.
Let me stress that, not a clone. But there's some characteristics about this woman
yes.
that I was like, okay, I that needs to be me.
Yes.
I need to be a certain First kind
Lady
of way.
Walker truly
yes.
sets an
example
for
yes.
women. Even some, I don't know if y'all even see. If y'all see some of the shoes First Lady Walker be having, I'd be like, now what are those? I got to go Google them. Then when I see the price, I'd be like, First Lady, I ain't going to try to jump outside my season. But
yes,
First Lady,
yes.
yes.
But
she's
a great example. She's a great example.
And one thing about her, too, and you, too, First Lady, y'all are humble examples.
Yeah, she's definitely humble, yeah. And
y'all
and
know how to be humble
yes.
women of God where
yes.
You open it to where people feel like they can come to y'all.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
You don't want to be that person where as God start blessing you,
yes.
you start getting snooty. You start
Ooh,
getting high-minded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you start walking in the church now thinking you better than
yes,
me. You're better than
yes.
But you got to remain
humble. That's it.
I love it.
That's the key.
I love it.
So I love that, too. Oh, that was so good. So good. But I'm glad I could put her out as an example
yes.
as far as being that person that I mean, God put someone before
yes.
me, I'm glad I didn't take it for granted, because I was her armor bearer,
mm-hmm.
but it was for a reason.
Yes,
I didn't know I was going to be the first lady of a place of refuge
yes.
down here in Noonan,
mm-hmm.
but it was for a reason.
And first, like, one thing I want to say too is you never compete with your example.
Oh, woo!
How many people, God send you an example, and next thing you know, now you competing with the example
gracious.
That God done
that,
put
that's good.
In your life.
That's
this woman
good.
Is supposed to be helping you to be better.
Yes.
Now you competing with
Woo.
Her.
That's good.
Like, my God, is that not like God really put this person in your life to help challenge your mindset, to help challenge you in different areas, but now you competing with her.
That's good. That's good. Something ain't right. Somewhere you don't stop God fearing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Somewhere you done got off track.
Yeah, you done got, let's go up here to the woman that done love and said, you done got jealous.
Yes. You
up
have.
Here somewhere, jealous.
You done got envious.
Envious.
Yes.
Something has crept in.
Something has crept Woo. In. And that's why Pastor said, you got to keep a close check of what gets in your
That's
heart
it.
Because the enemy is coming. He
what
don't like
say?
That example.
Example
he don't yourself? Like that
yes.
connection that God has given mm-hmm. you. So he coming to sow those mm-hmm. seeds of, mm-hmm. of, well, she, you could do it better
That's
than her.
It.
Now you saw how she put, you mm. could put that better to, be, mm. together better than mm. her. Now you saw how she, but you have to serve notice on the enemy. Hey, that's my example.
That's good.
That's my
good.
Naomi.
That's good. Woo.
Come on here.
That's good. That's
Come
good.
On here, Frank.
Come on, Ruth.
Come on.
Come on, Ruth.
That's
just,
a, she stayed
just,
with
yes,
her
she
because she understood this woman is my example. I can't leave her.
She,
where
how,
you go, I go.
But look how she was blessed.
Jesus.
Look how she became blessed. Okay, we
I know.
We talking about the women. Y'all, we don't got all into other
well,
stuff.
I hope y'all are just as excited as
it.
We are because
I
like I said,
it.
This dogged woman loving herself, it just... It bears such great fruit.
Mm-hmm.
It's so
it
much that comes out of this when we do something like loving ourselves.
That's true. And another one I want to put say that she speaks life.
Mm.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And she speaks life.
Speaks life.
Speaks life. I love it. I took the grandkids Monday to school. I take them to school every day, y'all. And I love that. That's something God has blessed me to do, and I'm excited about that. That's say it. He'll bless you. He's blessed
mm-hmm.
me. And just for Monday, and I was just sharing it with my daughter, Ashley, that I was just like, we're going to have a good Monday.
Yeah.
We're not going to do this thing where a woe is Monday, woe is Monday. Just excited, got them excited. And on that Monday, y'all, I got this testimony. Somebody came by the church just to see me.
Wow.
On the Monday. But it's a mindset
yeah.
change.
Yeah.
I changed my mindset.
Yeah.
And go, not knowing what was going
what
on
was
that morning,
happen.
God, like, okay, I'm gonna give you something good
I'm
and perfect
give you
on
a
the day.
Reward.
Reward.
You're gonna redeem a
just
reward.
Just for changing your mindset.
Jesus.
About a Monday.
About a Monday.
Speaking life. I was speaking life. Speaking life to the grandkids. Just speaking life. Our prayer was different that day.
Gosh.
Just speaking life. And I wanted them to have a different outlook about a Monday.
Let me tell you.
Versus a Friday.
I'm glad you said that because that's how powerful our God is. Because
mm-hmm.
I know for me, I don't know if any of y'all got the Chick-fil-A app, right? But here in Noonan in Chick-fil-A, on Wednesdays,
mm-hmm.
Wednesdays are considered like hump day, right? Most
yeah.
people trying to get over the hump, you over your slug. But one of the operating managers here, almost every Wednesday, give out a free Chick-fil-A biscuit.
Wow.
Because she probably know Wednesdays are people, so you trying to
yeah.
do something to help them. But see, one thing I love about God, he blessed 24/7.
Ooh.
Like, it ain't
365.
Like, God can bless
Jesus.
Me at any moment, at any
time.
I can redeem a reward. Because he loads me down with benefits daily.
But
daily.
I got to be loving myself.
Yes.
So I can be focused to see clearly.
Yes.
Of what's around me.
Yes.
He even give us them daily benefits.
Ain't that something if you were not focused, if you woke up being pessimistic and you walked by a reward? You
yes.
drove by a reward.
Reward.
Jesus stepped over a reward. Like, I don't want to be that. I don't want to be
a reward.
Because you so frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind all thrown off. You talking negative, and
That's
God
it.
Had somebody walk beside you who was supposed to that day bless you, but you got in self and started down talking. Gosh.
I don't want to miss what God
I don't want to miss it. I'm like, Pastor, I don't want to leave nothing on the table this year that God has for me.
Not anything.
My
but
goodness.
We can keep going on and
we
on.
We can.
I'm excited. Sister Ash and I are on fire, y'all.
Yes.
Y'all can hear
yes.
it. I would have loved to have been with the women in the women ministry. I know we would have been cutting
yes.
up excited
yes.
on today, but I'm just glad that God gave us this opportunity to make sure that we did deal with what was on our hearts for this
yes.
for this such a time as this is a dogged woman loving herself. And I hope by the end of this we get rid of clothes that you beginning to love yourself.
Yes.
That you taking some notes, you see some things you might need to change, and that'll be between you and God.
Right.
And just really have what God has for you. And in this saying, I'm saying stay dogged in this year of awards. Love yourself.
Love yourself. Amen.
Amen.
What a great teaching. Again, like First Lady said, we are excited, and we know that y'all are excited. Y'all are connected with us. Our women ministry here at Place Refuge is truly a special women ministry, and we thank God for the opportunity to speak with y'all. We hope that, like First Lady said, y'all were following along on your papers. You were taking notes. What an awesome time and what an awesome season that God is ushering us in the year of rewards, where we are going to be dogged women that love ourselves. We want to hear from you. If you were touched, if you were inspired by this teaching, write us, let us know. We have our women ministry. You can go on our church website, look on our calendar. It lets you know when our next women ministry is. We want you to join us. We want to see your face. We would love to connect with you. So please make sure you do those things. And to our Refuge extended family,
yes,
please, 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 if you've never came and experienced a women ministry, make it your business this year to please join us for a women ministry. Again, you can go on our church calendar and you can see all the updates, upcoming events that we have for the church, and you can connect with us. But please also make sure you share this message with someone. Share,
yes,
it with a family member, share it with a friend, share it with a coworker, with the expectation that it is going to help change and enrich some woman's life who needs it. You never,
yes,
know who needs this,
yes,
word, so you can help share it to be a blessing to them. As always, Refuge, we thank you for your past, your present, and your future support for this ministry. And as always, like we like to say, we know that Jesus is
a refuge.
God bless y'all.